Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. As always, it is my great pleasure to be with you again this lovely Sunday morning. By way of introduction, remind our listeners that, like you've already said, I'm the chief of staff at CHI Memorial, Georgia. Very excited for what CHI is doing in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Just the growth I'm seeing at CHI Memorial, Georgia has been incredible. And I can't wait for the community to see all that is happening now that we'll be revealing and what's going to be there in the future, plus what CHI is doing in the community. You know, I also have interests in sports medicine, home health, hospice. I'm very happy, in addition to working with the CHI, to work with LHC and Home Care Solutions Home Health. I'm very happy we're going to have a guest from Home Care Solutions and get to help educate the community on what home health can do to better the lives and health of our patients, I mean, here and nationwide, but especially our community. You know, Ed, I was very happy to hear that you received an award, and I'd like you to tell us a little bit about that.
Well, thank you. And yes, I am Ed with Nutrition World, and I started in 1979 building a business that revolved around nutrition, holistic health, and being very open-minded about ideas on how to live long, healthy lives. Well, there is in our industry, a company called The Vitamin Retailer, and it is throughout the entire United States. And we got a call about 6 weeks ago that we had won The Vitamin Retailer Retail Store of the Year, which was out of the clear blue, and it blew me away because I've always looked at stores who won that with a lot of regard and respect. And we don't do anything to win it. It's just kind of we're voted on and people nominate us that are throughout the industry. So thank you for mentioning that.
And that's incredible. So you didn't know that was coming?
Had no idea. We do nothing. No one does anything to win it. You are actually chosen, I don't know, kind of like Academy Awards, I guess. And we've had a lot of people throughout the United States who've certainly sent their nice words of encouragement to us for that. What I really want to do is thank, you know, my 26 staff members, because they are the ones who have created the energy and flow, education, and excellence that we certainly strive for every day at Nutrition World. So thank you very much for that, Dr. Green.
Oh, certainly. Let me throw in something about CHI that I forgot to mention. Just wanted to mention that they do offer X-ray and other imaging services. So CHI Memorial is able to give you a clear picture of your health. There are 4 imaging centers in Chattanooga, Hickson, Ooltewah, and Georgia. CHI Memorial is one of the most convenient places for MRIs, CT scans, ultrasounds, and x-rays. You can call 423-495-6000. That's 423-495-6000 to find the imaging center nearest you. As you're talking about Nutrition World and your award, I realized that CHI had that to offer to people too, and just wanted to mention that. But I'm very impressed. I think that award is a lot like the best of the best in that you don't really so much ask for it. It's given to you by just your good service to the community. That's incredible, Ed.
Well, and again, I know the last year and perhaps before that, you were also voted best of the best, and we will see what happens this year. I know it's coming up here within the next week or two, and we've not heard anything yet. So we're always...
And remember, they do Tennessee and Georgia separately now. So I think the Tennessee voting has been going on.
already finished, and I did not realize that they did separate those two. So, but I think this week we will find out.
Absolutely. I'm sure you'll do well.
Well, you know, we won, I think, 8 years in a row, best of the best, and one single year, I don't know what it was, but kind of an odd store got in there and knocked us out. So if we do win, we can't say we've won 10 years in a row because we got that one that we didn't.
Oh, no.
But it's no big deal to me. We're very honored just to have it.
So, absolutely.
You know, we certainly value, and you know, like today's conversation on home health care, I want to bring to the community through our website at nutritionw.com and through my staff, and I want to be a resource for people all the way across the board as far as managing the journey of life and health, because it is a complex array of decisions and choices, and it's, you know, you can make some bad mistakes if you're not informed, and I'm a huge believer in being informed appropriately, because we live in a world that is so good at marketing that you can really make something that is not honest, make something that's not effective look excellent because of shiny marketing. So we have to know deeply maybe the ethics and the protocols and the type of quality that someone is offering, whether it be a service or a product. In fact, I don't want to be rambling, but I just returned from Vancouver, Canada last night, and a company named Natural Factors had flown myself and three of my staff members, my daughter included, to a place called Kelowna in Canada. And this company is a, of course, Canadian company that supplies huge amounts of nutritional products throughout the world. I will have to say, and I've been on a lot of tours, I have never been more blown away by quality control than I had seen at this company. One of the, and just to explain real quickly, even drug companies have a certain standard that they have to meet, and so does nutritional companies. And those standards really and truly are just minimal. They're just enough to make moderate safety happen. But when you have an owner of a company like Natural Factors does, like when raw materials come into a plant and they're going to produce it into herbs or nutrients, there's really only about a dozen tests that have to be done on the raw materials. And those are just looking at the big factors of, you know, is it actually have the potency in it? Does it have any of the major contaminants? Well, there's only about a dozen tests that gets ran. Well, Natural Factors runs over 500 tests on every single batch when it gets to the plant and also after it's produced. And it's only because of the ethics of the company, because it cost a tremendous amount to do this. They were telling stories of, you know, how many herbs come in that have mold on them. Oh. Well, you can imagine an herb is a food, and anything that has food and moisture together has a tendency to form bacteria and mold.
Well, if somebody had a mold allergy.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, then they got that.
Mold allergy or just mold itself, it can be devastating to the immune system. That's why I always am speaking to people who have these chronic immune disorders about, let's check your house for mold, because breathing it all day and all night can be devastating if you have a compromised system. Well, the sad part of this is when companies like Natural Factors and others that we carry, because we so go through the list of companies, and we will not allow products to be sold that are not of the excellent level of quality. But guess what happens to all of the raw materials that Natural Factors says we will not use? It's just simply sold to someone else. And it's not health food stores many times. It actually goes back to the major big box stores is what happens. Because, see, you go to a big company, like Natural Factors makes their own stuff. Most companies don't. When you purchase a nutritional product, and I'm not going to say any names, but the big companies that you think are making it, they're not. They're putting out bids for raw materials, and they're usually buying the least expensive one. That means that your level of quality goes way down. I don't believe the level of safety goes down, but the level of quality goes down. And when we're talking about health, I don't want to compromise my level of quality for simply a small amount of money, because it's not that expensive to go from barely good to excellent. It truly isn't. So my journey to Canada was really overwhelmingly successful, very fatiguing. We worked about 14 hours a day. And in the perhaps the last segment, I do want to speak about the tour I went on with the farm. They have a many hundreds of acres farm where they grow the herbs, actually 850 different herbs. And I was so excited about the concept of how they did this that I told my staff, I want to make more money than I've ever made for the purpose of buying a farm. I want Nutrition World to own a 20-acre farm so that we can teach people how to do what I learned or watched and observed in Canada. It was absolutely magical.
You know, when you were talking, you talked about the marketing, and I remember it. I won't name a company, but you do have to watch out for that, and that's part of our job in our positions is to educate people on that. And I remember one of the testosterone boosters and a commercial that is out there, they actually advertise they increase one of the non-active testosterones. So it's something that doesn't even help you, and yet they advertise that they're the best at that. And so if someone doesn't know, they'll be fooled by that. And also we should mention, you mentioned impurities. There was that article that came out about a thyroid medication, I believe, and I think it was a manufacturer in China, that there may be impurities. I just wanted to say I don't know a whole lot about the facts of that case. It's too new. But if somebody is on a thyroid medication, they may want to make sure with their pharmacist that it's not coming from that company, kind of similar to the Valsartan recall that was happening.
Absolutely. Well, it's already time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we will be talking with Michelle with Home Care Solutions, discussing a lot of information that, again, is important for us to know, especially as we get to be older or we have older parents and things like that. So we've got all of that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and today we have a guest, Michelle, with Home Care Solutions. Hello, Michelle.
Good morning.
Glad to have you on the show. You know, the thing I love about our show is that, you know, we're trying to educate people, and so many times, like in this circumstance, I need to be educated because I actually have so little knowledge about what a service like Home Care Solutions does. And I know, Dr. Green, I think you know Michelle, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I've had the great pleasure of working with Home Care Solutions and LHC for about 5 years. So Michelle and I are friends, known her for that many years at least, I think, Michelle. And she just does an awesome job. The entire team does. And oh, by the way, Michelle, you will not hear Ed say very often that he doesn't know a lot about stuff. So that was a rare treat to hear that. So, but the nice thing about Ed is that when he does say that, he really wants to learn. And I think the community wants to learn. I know before, you know, I'm still learning about home health as a primary care physician. And I've been doing this job 25 years, and I'm still learning what home health can do. Michelle, if you would, just for a minute, maybe tell us a little bit about the origins of LHC, you know, what that stands for, where they started, and of Home Care Solutions Ringgold.
Okay. Well, it's a great pleasure to be here this morning with y'all. I just wanted to let you know, LHC Group is actually Louisiana Healthcare Group. They started in a really small town in Louisiana with four patients in Keith Myers' kitchen. Keith Myers is our CEO. He and his wife, Ginger, who is a nurse, started the company in 1994 and has grown from those four patients to 37 states. And LHC has owned Home Care Solutions now for about 10 years. And Home Care Solutions, although we're based in Ringgold, covers five counties. We cover Walker, Dade, Catoosa, Whitfield, and Murray County out of that Ringgold location.
So how many, when we look at the team, I mean, I know everybody technically. How many people are there in the team? And for the listeners, kind of describe what the team does, you know, how they work with the patient, serve the patient, you know, how does that work in a team approach?
We have approximately 30 employees out of that office, and there are registered nurses, licensed practical nurses, speech therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapists. So we have all of those working out of that one location, along with the support clinical office staff, to take referrals, to go out and visit the patients. Our goal is our whole motto is it's all about helping people. We want to help people be able to receive those services at home. It can keep people out of the hospital. It can keep people out of the nursing homes. And it can be a transition between hospital to outpatient therapy.
So, you know, being such a beginner of this, and I know I have personally, you know, I'm 61 now. I've certainly lived through parents passing and others. But generally, at least in my life, you know, the people I've been involved with directly went to the hospital and hung out there till, you know, they went to another place. So I'm always, you know, hear the stories of the heartbreak of people who, you know, have to do what we had to do because I didn't really know a whole lot about the options at the point in time when, you know, panic hit and, you know, you don't anticipate these things because sometimes they come out of the clear blue. So what, like, if I had ability to go back and, you know, had the knowledge or had a conversation with you, how would that work? Would your people would come into their home and service? Would they stay all day, all night? Would it be, how does this go?
We actually don't stay all day or all night. We are skilled services, so the things that we provide can be they can be lab draws, dressing changes for wound care, basic teaching to help that person understand why they ended up in the hospital and what they can do to prevent that from happening in the future. We do a lot of ortho patients. If you go into the hospital and say, have your knee done, you know, once you go home, you may not quite be ready to go to outpatient therapy. So, you know, that there's options out there as far as monitoring your blood, checking that knee, looking for signs and symptoms of infection. We do a lot with our COPD patients, and that's a huge thing in this area. There just seems to be a lot of respiratory issues in the North Georgia, Chattanooga area. That's the kind of thing that, you know, in the past someone may have had to stay weeks upon weeks in a hospital or even a nursing home. But if you can be at home, if you can be recovering at home, that's just so much better for everyone involved.
You know, Michelle, I heard you say something that patients over the last 25 years have asked me a lot. A lot of times what people want is a non-skilled service, and that is something that you can't do just by itself, correct?
Right. We can't do that just by itself. We can do that in conjunction with a skilled service, but we also have a very skilled social worker who we send out, and she can locate those services so that that patient, even after we come out, even after there's no skilled service left, they will still have people that they can rely on to help them manage in a home environment.
And that's
we want
excellent.
People to be as independent as they possibly can in their own environment.
So the average person, let's just maybe example here, you know, if someone had to have knee replacement, and they didn't have like a family unit that could be very helpful, or they weren't very knowledgeable about helping a patient recover. Would their physician request this, or is this something the patient can request?
The patient can request it. We do have to have a physician's order. We work closely with all of the local physicians. In the hospitals, you can request that of your case manager, and they can be the coordinator between the patient, the home health agency, and the physician.
So insurance does reimburse if it's appropriate?
They do. Medicare pays 100% of home health care services. And the various insurances, it just depends, but we are in network with most of the major insurances and all of the home health replacement policies.
Wow. And if anyone's just joining us, we are talking to Michelle with Home Care Solutions, and it's very informative to me because, the reality of life is we all, Father Time is going to have its way with every single living organism, and the ends, last years of life, and sometimes even before that, just because we have accidents or we have knee replacements, it's a scary thing because, if you, like myself, I live alone. I don't really have a big family. I don't have a huge support system. And I think, anything that could expedite my journey out of a hospital and kind of be a halfway house, I guess, if I could use that word, before I could be fully functional, I want to recover at home, but I would want assistance. So it sounds like you would be the perfect kind of a choice to make for someone like myself. Does that sound right?
Absolutely. That's exactly what we're there for.
Let me throw something in too. Ed, as you were talking about that, and this is hats off to Michelle and the entire team. One thing I've noticed over the years, the entire team, and we're talking the people who are clinical and even non-clinical, become attached to the patients. I mean, these are their mothers, their fathers, their grandparents. I mean, even if they're not really related, they look at them that way. They're brothers and their sisters, and they love their patients. I mean, it is a genuine affection for their people, which is one reason I love working with Home Care Solutions. And I think I was saying that on the earlier segment that I'm a medical director. And by the way, thank you, Michelle. Y'all are also a sponsor of the show. Thank you. But the team love their people, and that to me is critical in caring for any patient in my field. And Home Care Solutions and home health is very akin to primary care. You do a lot of post-surgical care, but the heart of this team, the heart of everybody there, is what really wins my heart, so to speak. And I think Ed would be impressed as well, but I just have to tell you, that's impressed me over the years.
Thank you, Dr. Green. We do. We have a wonderful team. Our clinicians have over 25 years of average experience. They care about their patients. They have started a food bank for patients who, have that need. We come together at Christmas to try to provide. We have a lot of grandparents who are raising grandchildren, and, sometimes that's tough at the holidays. And they try to do that. So they really, I have to brag on them, they really go above and beyond just simply going into someone's home and taking medical care of them.
That's so true.
They really care.
Do you have any personal examples of how this whole system works as far as a patient or a relative?
Actually, Ed, my little aunt, she won't mind my sharing this, is a patient of ours, and she has been two or three times over the last couple of years. She never married, does not have a support system other than myself. She helped raise me, and now it's time for me to help give back to her, but I'm not a physical therapist, and she has severe rheumatoid arthritis. So a couple of times a year, she'll get down from, having a respiratory illness and need some physical therapy to kind of build her strength back up. And that's where we come in. We send our physical therapist out. We get an order from the physician. The therapist goes out, does a thorough evaluation, sets up a plan of care, and gets her up and running again, so that at almost 80 years old, she, although she's in poor health, is still able to live alone with very little interference from me.
Well, that sounds to me like what a perfect option for many patients, because you know, I'm just trying to imagine, you know, she's 80 with rheumatoid, and we know how painful and difficult that makes for life. And if she had to get travel to a physical therapist once or twice a week, just the journey itself would be almost overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And so that eliminates that huge challenge for her. And I'm sure in some ways she looks forward to the company, I would imagine, because it sounds like you hire for people who have heart and who have ethics and caringness. And that is so vital to a patient's well-being, as Dr. Green and we both agree. So, you know, I'm just really excited to know that there is this option, because if I was stuck in this position all of a sudden, I mean, I would talk to people I trust like Dr. Green, but I really don't know about this. And I think many of our listeners don't know there's an option. So how wonderful.
One of the first things we ask whenever we go into a home is, what is your goal? You know, their goal may be simply to be able to walk out to the mailbox and get their mail out. That may be, mm-hmm. you know, that may be their number one goal is that much interaction. They may want to get back to square dancing. You know, whatever their goal is what we're trying to work towards also.
That is awesome. Can you tell the listeners how the process, or how they would contact you as far as a website or phone numbers or anything else?
Sure. Our number there at the office is 706-866-8881. Our nurses are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And all you would have to do is call that number and say, I'm interested in some information.
Is there a website that they can look at for information as well, Michelle?
Yes, it's LHC Group. That's Louisiana Healthcare. So LHCgroup.com.
That's wonderful. And I'm going to try really hard to make Nutrition World on Lee Highway kind of a resource for people who just don't have the ability to write it down, or they're in a car and they can't remember the information, where I want you to send me some of the information or cards, and you could have it, you know, maybe Dr. Green can bring it, or you can certainly drop it off at Nutrition World, so that when people a month from now want to contact you, we will have this resource. So I want to thank you, Michelle, for coming on. And it's already time for us to take another break. And when we come back, Dr. Green and I will be discussing more about your health. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, back again with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we are going to talk about health. And is there anything new that's been going on in your work world this week, Dr. Green?
Well, there's always a lot of new things for me, stuff on the news, stuff in the office. So, yes, but I'd say one of the biggest things I've been talking about this last week, interestingly, are stem cell therapies, like we've discussed on earlier shows. So I've had a lot of discussions with patients who have had less than perfect outcomes from a medical standpoint for some of their joints, whether it be spine or knees or other joints. And I've been able to, thankfully, educate them on stem cells, where the stem cells come from, how they're used, how they're injected, how they can work to help their joints. So this has been nice that we have the show, so that I'm better educated, and I can even tell them the cost. I was interested in speaking at a meeting I was at with Dr. John Nash, wonderful fellow, by the way, if anybody needs an orthopedist, and hopefully we can have him on the show one day. I think he said he's willing to do it. So I asked him about stem cells in his practice, and as I recall, he said there were two of their orthopedists that were doing this, and I think one of them was Chad Smalley. I do not know that they do spine. I didn't get into that detail, but it's certainly the larger joints, I would think, like we've talked about knees and whatnot, that they are currently providing, or at least advising and allowing people to look into stem cell therapies for their joints within orthopedics, which to me was surprising given that that is an operative field and not a medical field. So I was surprised to see them opening their eyes to it. Now, of course, I'm thinking about stuff like that because of my history and running and whatnot. And thankfully, my knees are getting better right now and I can still run. But you, Ed, as I recall, were so interested in stem cells that you went straight over there after our show, not really straight after, but you went ahead and got stem cell injections for yourself. So I'd like you to tell the listeners a bit about that and your experience in getting the stem cell injections and what it's done for you.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I am the self-appointed guinea pig of Chattanooga. And if something is reasonable and does not have much risk involved and offers me a chance to live more fully with vitality and less pain and age more gracefully, I'm in. I will continue to do that probably as long as I'm living. I've always had this massive interest in being an experimenter and maybe a person who's journeying into these places so that I can teach other people by example the right and wrong choices to make as we are aging. And because I am 61, I have miles on me. There's no doubt. I have ran marathon, half marathons. I've lifted weights my entire life. And I truly am, I know 100% that taking care of myself with the food choices and the supplements I take that help me to benefit my joints and help maintain the health and vitality of my joints has been super beneficial. But saying that, I don't feel the same at 61 that I felt at 41 or maybe at 50. I don't know.
But I'll bet you feel better now than you would have if you hadn't lived this clean a lifestyle.
Oh, there is absolutely no doubt when I start, you know, really watching other people in the gym and hearing all the stories. And I'm talking stories of people who are relatively healthy. We're not talking, you know, people who treated their body like an old truck. So when we talk to Grant at TenCell, which is the local medical facility that does stem cell injections, I think it was a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I've studied this stem cell moderately over the past 5 years with great interest, but I really never had enough information to make a move on me doing it. Well, I was so impressed with Grant from TenCell that a week later, went in and had an appointment, and they x-rayed my knees. And honestly, my knees do show I think what I would call the benefit of taking really good care of myself, because I do have narrowing, but I don't have any bone on bone at all. And what we can do with stem cells, and they do come from umbilical cords. So we're taking a cell that is what you call undifferentiated. It's very immature. And a stem cell has the ability to basically turn into whatever it touches, I would say. That's not a super accurate word, but
well,
whatever.
It's an omnipotent cell, so it's not differentiated, so it can turn into literally anything.
Right. So if it's near a liver cell, it can make a new liver cell. Well, I went over to TenCell and they did the x-rays and they determined where it needs to be placed in my knee. And so in each knee, I had the umbilical cord stem cells, along with they also put a few nutrients in and other natural ingredients that can help rehabilitate the cartilage between my knee joints. And it was, so far, it's been 4 weeks now, I believe, and I will have to say I understand how placebo works, which is, you know, believing something is a powerful therapy, and I don't dismiss that as even a valid therapy, but I'm a pretty good determinant of that because I have done so much in my life, and I've kind of really feel that I can get down to the point of really realistically saying, did it really help physiologically or did it not? I can tell you with absolute certainty, my knees have felt better over the past 4 weeks than for years. And the thing is, it can take up to 9 months for a stem cell to completely build itself back into the new cartilage. So I'm super, super stoked and excited about the potential of this. You know, yes, it is expensive. I mean, all therapies, when they first come out, especially on a cash basis, is going to be costly because there's a lot involved. I mean, they pulled these stem cells out of a cryogenics type of chamber where the, you know, is minus 160 degrees, and there's a lot involved in this. But and it wasn't that painful to get the injection. I mean, it was over in 30 seconds, and it's certainly worth it to me. I really am confident that I will get more stem cells as the time goes on. And I don't know where. I really don't have that much pain anywhere else, but...
Well, it's really limitless as far as what can be done is the interesting thing. I think we've talked about it on the show. No, actually, it was at a conference I was at. We were actually talking about stem cell therapies for erectile dysfunction, and it's sometimes not where people, listeners, would think. I mean, they inject into the pudendal nerve and can actually regenerate nerve growth, which is unheard of. I mean, nerve growth is not something you can really... create. And cartilage growth is something that's always been outside the realm of medicine. I'm a fortunate person who has ripped my cartilage in my knees more than once and had them heal back to where I'm doing distance running again. So that is very rare, but then I really take care of them when I injure them. And I, as you know, I live a clean, healthy lifestyle and do my physical therapy since I'm a believer in it, and I've healed up. But there will come a day probably that I will not, and I would certainly consider stem cell therapies, especially for my knees, but now you can consider it really for any joint. I think Mel Gibson got them in his shoulders. Mr. Gibson, if I got that wrong, just you can give me a call. And then we have, I think Jack Nicklaus got treatments for his spine because it was hurting his back so much. So there are a lot of examples of well-known people, sports, and otherwise who have received these injections and done quite well. And now it's coming into mainstream medicine. Another great example of the marriage of non-traditional and traditional medicine.
Absolutely. And what's exciting to me is the fact that we have local places now and that we can actually make these choices. And there are three ways that they can derive the stem cells: umbilical, your bone marrow, and your own fat, where they pull it out and they do a procedure to re-inject it back. And I'm not making a choice on which one's the best, but I do know that the umbilical is totally safe. There's no embryonic issues with this. The umbilical is from the umbilical cords of healthy delivered infants, and there's testing done completely to make sure everything's safe. This thing has amazing track record. But I'm all just boiling it down. I am huge, optimistically in favor of people pursuing this because it takes what we do as far as our nutritional and our wisdom of our life and our choices of food, and it just escalates it to a place that I don't think it can be capable of doing on its own. You know, we have to kind of override the systems of the body at times with Father Time, the way it badgers us as we get older. And I'm all about it as long as it's safe and the risk is low. So
and let me also remind, we said this, I think, in an earlier show, and I know for me in primary care in the last, oh gosh, we've been talking stem cells for over 10 years. I mean, I've been hearing about this for a lot longer than that in theory and in research. But one thing you said, you talked about the stem cells coming from the umbilical cords of healthy delivered infants. And I think that's an important point to remind the listeners is that currently in traditional and non-traditional medicine, the stem cells are coming from sources that would not have any ethical or moral dilemma for people. That has been such a huge issue for my patients in the past, remote past, when we've talked about it, and they would not even consider stem cell therapy. And there's still somewhat of a bad connotation if you're not educated to know that you're not hurting anyone in doing stem cell therapy. I think that's a very important point to make, that people can look into that knowing that they're not hurting any children, they're not hurting anyone. This is all coming from healthy donors, and they don't have to worry about that. So to me, that's very important because I think a lot of people otherwise, if they don't know, would never consider or look into stem cell therapy.
Absolutely. Thank you for that because it's so true. And we are going to have the business cards of 10 Cell at Nutrition World. And you can, if you are one of our Platinum Club members at Nutrition World, I think they're going to give $100 off or a couple hundred dollars off. I don't recall, but there's a discount involved if you are a Nutrition World Platinum member if you go get the stem cells. So come visit us on that. I do want to say, and I know I'm trying to do this most of the weeks because I eat out so often, and I'm also very particular about quality of food, which doesn't go hand in hand. I know that it's better to fix your own foods at home. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. I'm not lazy, but I work way too much. I don't enjoy cooking. I don't enjoy shopping.
Well, going out is an adventure, Ed. It is.
Bingo. There you go. And so that is half of it. But I have to make wise choices because that's my life. And I don't really eat for taste. Taste is secondary, and it is important now. Don't think that it's not. But I choose the quality of the food first, and then taste has to be part, but it's second. However, I don't trust, you know, restaurants. I don't trust the quality of foods across the board, so I investigate fully. And I know a few weeks ago I mentioned Bad Daddy's Burgers on Gun Barrel because they have unbelievably high-quality grass-fed beef, and I can get the avocados, and I can get lettuce wraps and things. But, you know, I go on and off with Panera, but the other day I was in there with a really good friend of mine, and I noticed they have a no-no list. And I took a photo of it, and I'm going to actually post it because they have made a strong commitment to not include about 60 of the top chemicals that many restaurants would even know the term for, much less that they should remove them. And I just have to give Panera credit because on their no-no list is every single thing that you want to stay away from the chemicals, everything from MSG, which is huge, all the way down the list. And I see a trend coming that is going to just continue on. And the restaurants who don't get it are finally going to be losing because the public awareness is growing. And there is no doubt that they want better quality raw materials and foods when they're prepared. Because, see, when you eat something, you don't know. You have no idea what's truly in those foods. It's scary, scary stuff. Back when, you know, our great-grandparents were living on more farmed lands and things, and everything was local, and there was not fast foods. That was totally different world, and we did support our health far better with so much less information because we didn't have to be super analytical. You know, you grew the radishes and the carrots, and you slaughtered your own meat, and you drank well water, and you got sunshine, and it was hard to make mistakes back then. It really was. But, you know, I'm excited for the times that we are living in. I'm also frustrated at many of it too, but we have options now that we did not have. And you know what? It's already time for us to take another break. And
it goes so fast.
It does. And when we come back, Dr. Green will have his spiritual moment of the day. So we've got that, more to come for Dr. Green. I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And in this segment, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed, and it's my pleasure to bring this to you as always. And for the listeners, remember that this spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. They also have a free app, which actually works really, really well. So I invite you to check those out and visit that church. It's a wonderful place. I'm going to start with two verses. The first is Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And the next is 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. We're talking about stress. We all experience it sometimes. It's that crushing feeling when you're going into something for which you just may not be fully prepared. We're about to receive news that may be painful. So, stress may be an unwelcome part of life, and it is more than a feeling, but it is less than the end of the world. Although it may not seem like it if you are in a situation like that right now, you are going to be okay. I know that's easier said than done. Another thing about stress, it's become so normal to many of us that we've forgotten it's a problem. It becomes a lot like the ambient background noise in our lives. We ignore it until it becomes loud and unbearable. Then that stress hinders us from living the bold, courageous, passionate lives we are called to live. Well, Jesus didn't call us to live stressed out lives. He calls us to live in freedom. He came to give us life and to enable us to live it to the full. He also said that when we are weary or burdened, come to him and he will give us rest. So today, if you are feeling stressed, you're not alone, and God is ready and willing to carry that stress for you. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, back to you.
Thank you, my friend. And you are exactly right with the fact that we've all become so accustomed to the chronic stress and noise of our life that has become the norm. I just returned from Canada last night. I was on a tour of a company, Natural Factors, and part of this was they were flying four of us up there to really show us the level of quality that they do in production of their supplements, herbs, nutrients. But half of this was a farm that they had where they grow 850 different herbs. And there was a gentleman there who's a scientist. His name was Jan Slomo. He was from Switzerland. And he's about my age and one of the most passionate, wise individuals I've ever had the opportunity to be around as far as explaining the intimate connection that we have with the earth, the plants, the phytochemicals that are naturally produced by everything that grows, and how we have destroyed most of that by the commercializing and farming methods that we now have. And I have on Facebook right now, Nutrition World, about 12 photos of myself on this farm. Let me tell you how impressed I was to a point that I told my staff, if Nutrition World can be profitable enough, we want to buy a farm and we want to start setting an example of how you truly can grow foods that are not only using less or no chemicals, but will support the physiological functions of the human body. A plant has sometimes upwards of 1,000 different what's called phytochemicals, and these are not chemicals like synthetic chemicals. They're actually put together by nature, God, in a way that was meant to create vital health and energy in that plant. And when we consume these kind of magical phytochemicals, it produces in us the same level of hopefully superior health. But what's happened is because we've so disrupted the natural processes of the earth, the plants. One example is they have a pond on this huge acreage, and what they do, they use no chemicals. And the way that they get rid of all the pests is they make sure that there's ponds always healthy around. And in springtime, he says there are so many frogs on the land that it looks like a wave. Wow. When you look at it. And these frogs, of course, what do they eat? They eat the pest. And so what you do is you promote the pond so that you don't have to promote chemicals. And this taking a step back and having this big picture is just magical to me. And I don't think early in my life that I actually had any connection or recognition to the importance of the harmony of nature. And really and truly, Beethoven's music is really a perfect metaphor for how the plant life should flow in regard to its balance between the earth and the water and the soil and the dirt and the nutrients. It's really a piece of music that Beethoven could write, and we have completely disrupted it. No wonder we are having so many issues with health, because most of us today choose food based on only two things: price and taste. And we are really destroying ourselves because of those two issues. Well, no wonder commercialized farmers are going to grow what people want to purchase and what they're aware of. Well, there is a growing trend to, the level of conversation I'm having about these foods. And so I'm just super, super stoked and impressed. And I have to say, I have never been more, I actually was almost brought to tears to listen to this man speak of how he harmonized this 800 acres in order for it to feed itself, really. It's self-producing, and it helps take care of all the parts of this puzzle, take care of the other parts to the puzzle. And that is magic to me.
Absolutely. That's talking about the harmony of nature. That's one reason I hike and camp, and it's, that's very important to me. We're not really having the weather lately, with all the wet weather, to be able to allow that. But it's a spiritual time to me, just getting out in nature, getting away from all the hustle and bustle of life. Very important to me and to my mind. One thing I'm curious about, so this farm in Canada, I'm getting the idea, if Nutrition World does this, it's more of a school, an educational tool to teach people how to do this for themselves. Is that your model? And number two, is that what they're doing in Canada, or is that really producing for his company?
No, up there, they're doing both. They do want it as a purpose to set an example, but they actually utilize many of these 850 herbs in order to produce their product.
Okay.
And one of the stories he spoke about was that they use a great amount of science to test the optimal level of the active ingredients in these herbs. And he said that they have equipment that can tell when the phytochemicals will reach their peak. And there are some of these plants that they have to harvest at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Oh.
And they will have their crew come out at 3 a.m. because they know that once 9 o'clock the next day comes in, they're going to start decreasing, because they pick them at the peak of their potency.
Yeah, I used to have to do that for our family garden, and I would have said no to 3 a.m., I'll tell you that much.
These people, they live for this. They live for it. And, they have bees around there, and the explanation of how the Roundup is destroying the beehives of this country. I mean, about 45% of the beehives have been devastated by the use of the fact that the bees will go out and pollinate in a Roundup area and then bring that chemical back, and it devastates the whole hive, and it's just really sad. But what's not sad is that we have people who are knowledgeable, who have ethics, who are willing to teach others. So Natural Factors, I cannot say enough about. I will never forget this tour. I do want to say that we have a lecture on September 6th from a cardiologist named Dr. Weiss. He's going to travel in here from, I think, New York, and he is the only cardiologist I know who also is a naturopathic physician, and that is very impressive to me. And I want anyone who wants to learn some new ideas about their heart health to attend this lecture called Whole Body Health and the Hidden Role of Inflammation on September 6th. It's on nutritionw.com under events, so please do that. And so, I can't believe it, but that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production from the Whitfield Media Group and the website by Avalon Design Studios. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World in Chattanooga, and have a healthy and vibrant day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.